Gemara Masechta Menachos, Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, teaches us, V'Amar Rabbi Shubar Abba, Amar Rav Gidl Amar Rav, Halokeach Sefer Torah Min Hashuk. If somebody purchases a Sefer Torah in the market, Kechotef Mitzvah Min Hashuk. It's as if he grabbed a mitzvah. It's not the right way to fulfill the mitzvah. However, Kosvoi, if somebody actually writes a Sefer Torah, Malalov HaKosov Kil Kibla Mahar Sinai. It's considered as if he received the Torah himself from Har Sinai. Omer Rav Sheshes, and Rav Sheshes says, Im Higiya, if however the person who purchased the Sefer Torah from the market corrected Afilo Ois Echos, even one letter in the Sefer Torah, then Malalov HaKosov, then Malalov, it's considered Kilokosvoi as if he wrote the Sefer. It's as if he wrote the Sefer Torah. So obviously, we're learning here the halachas of Ksiva Sefer Torah, the halacha of writing Sefer Torah, and when and how one fulfills the mitzvah of writing Sefer Torah. The Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Chof Aleph Amud Beis, teaches us. Even though one's parents, his father, left him a Sefer Torah, mitzvah lichta mishaloi. A person has an obligation to write his own Sefer Torah. Shenema v'atum kisvu lechem es ha-shira azois. The Torah tells us there's a mitzvah to write the shira azois. And even though that pasuk, which is a pasuk in Parshas Hazinu, is referring to the Shiras Hazino and not to the whole Torah, explains the Rambam in Hilchos Sefer Torah Perek Zayin Halacha Aleph that what is meant here is Kisulchem Torah, write for yourself a Torah, Shiesh Bois Shirazu, which included in the Torah is this Shira. Because you can't, and as the Mefarshim explained, because you can't write, as the Shagas Arya explains, you can't write a Sefer Torah just with the Shira itself. That is halachically unacceptable. So it must be that in order to fulfill what the Torah is saying is, if you want to fulfill the mitzvah of writing the Shira, the way that you could fulfill that mitzvah is by writing a whole Sefer Torah. The Rosh says that even though it's certainly a very great mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah, and as we're going to learn, one who may not sell Sefer Torah, only Lilma Torah, Lisa Isha, only for the purpose of being able to learn or get married, says the Rosh, that was only in earlier generations where they actually learned from the Sefer Torah. But Bizman Hazeh, that when a Sefer Torah is written, it's left in the shul, and it's only used to be read from when there's Kriyas HaTorah. There's a mitzvah to write Chumashim and Mishnayis and Gemara and Sforim. Because the whole purpose, as the Pasuk continues, in the Pasuk we began with, V'lamdas b'nei Yisrael sima b'pihem, the whole purpose of writing a Sefer Torah is to learn from the Sefer Torah. One really fulfills the mitzvah of learning with other svarim as well. And there's very big machloikus how to understand what the Rosh means. The Beis Yosef says that it was not the intention of the Rosh to say that there is no mitzvah, Bizman Hazeh, to write a Sefer Torah. Is certainly the Rosh is not exempting us from that mitzvah, says the Beis Yosef. Rather, what the Rosh means to say is that aside from the mitzvah of writing Sefer Torah, there's also a mitzvah to write and buy other svarim. Maybe the Beis Yosef would even agree that that's a bigger mitzvah, but not to say that there is no mitzvah, according to the Rosh, of writing Sefer Torah Bizman Hazeh. The Prisha, however, and the Shach disagree. And they say that according to the Rosh, Bizman Hazeh, the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah is only fulfilled with other Svarim and not with the Sefer Torah. Because, and he uses the Gemara, they use the Gemara that we learned in the previous plot on the Afchof Tes Amid Beis. The Gemara says that Rabbi Kiva was Yoshev and Doirish. Rabbi Kiva was sitting and learning and explaining Kol Tag Shabbatag. He was explaining every crown that exists on top of a letter in the Torah, the Doirish, and he would learn from it Tilei Tilan Shel Halachas, many halachas. Says the, so they explain, in those days, the way of learning is very clear in the Gemara, was from looking in the Sefer Torah itself and learning. But Bizman Hazeh, that isn't the way we learn. And since that isn't the way we learn Bizman Hazeh, we learn from printed Sfarim. So that's what the Torah wants in the writing of a Sefer Torah, that it should be a way for us to learn. Actually, there's another reason why one perhaps could be more lenient. If you look in the Pesachei Tshuva in Yerideya, Simon Reish Ayin, Sifkotan Yud, he says, apparently, there were three stages in our history. In the time of the Tanoim, says the Pesachei Tshuva, where they were experts, the Chaseiris for Yeseiris, in the exact spelling of all the letters of the Sefer Torah, and there was a mitzvah, a Sei Midaraisa, for everybody to have a Sefer Torah that he wrote himself. Then there came another period, the time of the Meroim, where they learned from the Sefer Torah, but they no longer were Bekiyim, they were no longer experts in the Chaseiris v'Yaseiris. So he says at that point, the mitzvah of writing the Sefer Torah only was a mitzvah d'Rabbana. Bizman Hazeh, he wants to say, there isn't even a mitzvah d'Rabbana to write a Sefer Torah, for two reasons. Number one, as we just spoke, we don't learn directly from a Sefer Torah. Coupled with the fact that we're also not Bekiyim, B'chaseiris V'yaseiris, so we're not exactly sure exactly how the words of the Sefer Torah should be spelled. Combining these two factors, it seems that the Pesachei Tshuva would say that Bizman Hazeh, there is no mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah at all. So the Gemara taught us, Halokeich Sefer Torah min Hashuk, K'chaytif Mitzvah min Hashuk. So the Machlokes Rishonim, what does it mean? What is the issue of K'chaytif Mitzvah min Hashuk? Tosfos, Divrei HaMaskil Im Higia, says that you took away the mitzvah from the person who you bought the Sefer Torah. Till now, this individual had a Sefer Torah, and by having a Sefer Torah, he was fulfilling the mitzvah of having a Sefer Torah. You took away that mitzvah from him. Rabbeinu Yonason, however, explains that the issue is when a person does a mitzvah, he's supposed to try to work on doing a mitzvah. And when you do this, you're taking away the mitzvah from him, because you were not doing the mitzvah properly, you're supposed to be matriach yourself. And that means, and what the Gemara means to say is, that if you did write a letter, so you showed tirch in the mitzvah, that's why it's not an issue anymore. Or, for example, that according to Tosfos, if you bought the Sefer Torah from an Akum, who has no mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah, or you bought a Sefer Torah from a Sofer, who's not writing Sifrei Torah for the purpose of holding on to the Sefer Torah for himself, but rather he's writing a Sefer Torah in order to sell them, then it's not an issue. Rashi furthermore says, "Kechaytif, it's lo'osa mitzvah min amuvcha." You didn't do the mitzvah in the preferable way, but certainly you fulfilled the mitzvah. But we're going to learn that, and that's the opinion of the Rambam. But if you, as we're going to see that the Ramah paskins that you don't fulfill the mitzvah at all. And as the Mefarshim explained, according to Rashi and the Rambam, because the Gemara is teaching us that you're supposed to be matriach yourself to do a mitzvah. And since you're supposed to be matriach yourself to do a mitzvah, any tircha that you show shows a chavivus to the mitzvah, and not doing a mitzvah in such a fashion is an issue.